Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We're in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we are in the Perek Yud Ches, the 18th Perek. And for the first 12 psukim of this Perek, we'll see the mashal of the potter. Hashem will compare us to a pot, and the potter, it works with the clay. And from Pesukim Yud Gimel to Yud Zayin, he'll talk about the destruction of the land. And then from the last five Pesukim, from Pasuk Yud Ches to Pasuk Chav Gimel, we're going to hear how the people of Anasos decided to rise up against Yirmiyahu and his Tfilos against them. But let's begin at the beginning. My friend Rabbi Yehuda Landy, he should have a refuah shlema, points out that pottery production in the ancient world began with soaking clay in water, shaping to form into a kli. We're using a potter's wheel or an ancient device, and in his wonderful work on Yirmiyahu, Uncovering Sefer Yirmiyahu, he has beautiful photos describing this shaping. And the fact is that before it was fired, these utensils would be knocked down and reshaped if it was no good. Those wheels are called avnayim. Avnayim are two wet round stones assembled one on top of the other. The lower one has a depression, the other one has a protrusion, and the lump of clay is placed in the middle, out towards the upper one where the protrusion was there, and the potter would produce this beautiful circular vessel, a pot, a bowl, a plate, a pitcher, and if he wasn't successful, he destroyed it and turned it into the lump of clay to start it over again. And this is the metaphor that Hashem is going to tell Yirmiyahu, I can do this to you, Bnei Yisrael. And so he begins, Hadavar Shariel Yirmiyahu Meis Hashem Leimor, Kum Biaradat Abes Ha'utzer B'Shama Hashmiach Hasdebari. God tells Yirmiyahu to go down. After he tells them that if they keep Shabbos, he would get rid of the decree, he wants to go ahead and demonstrate this situation. I go down and I see that he's working on these stones. I see that the pot that he was making, it wasn't very, very good. So he went ahead and he made another one just as he wanted to. And that's what we highlight on Yom Kippur night. Kinea Chomer Biara Yotzer Birtsoso Oches Birtsoso Mekatzer. Right? The fact of the matter is that we are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How He forms us, that's how we will exist. So Hashem tells him, "Ayid Bar Hashem Elai Lemor Pasakei Hakiyotzer Azel Lo Uchal Asos Lachem Beis Yisrael No Mashem Hinei Kachomer Biyada Yotzer Kena Tem Biyadi Beis Yisrael." You should just know I could do the same thing. I just like the pottery shapes, I can as well. Rega Daber Al Goy Val Amam Lachal In Tosh Vel In Totsu Lavid Bishav Al Goy Omei Raaso Asher Dibarti Alav Nichamti Al Raasha Chashavti Lasos Lo. On the one hand, I can speak where of breaking something which was temporary, only to make another one. I could also, when they do tshuva, I could also change the decree and not uproot things. On the other hand, in pasuk tes, I can turn around and tell people to plant and to build, and that's what I did. I built and planted Bnei Yisrael. But if they continue to deal with things inappropriately, I also will change my mind in this situation. And we see that this becomes a description, says the Radak, in the episode that we're going to learn about between Yirmiyahu and Hananiah, son the Ben Azur. The Hananiah Ben Azur said that in 2 years Hashem would restore the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and bring people back with Yechaniah. And Yirmiyahu said that he's a Navi Sheker, he's a faker. We'll see if we'll see that is going to be so, and that's what's being hinted to over here as well in this situation. So God says to through Yirmiyahu, He tells the people, He says, "Look, I'm planning on destroying you. I'm planning on knocking you back down to the lump of clay." But the people said, "Heh, we give up, and we're going to do what we want to do in this situation, right?" And we're going to follow everything what we wanted to do. So Hashem says, "Look, you're going to have to go ahead and ask the nations. You should ask among the nations, who heard of anything like this? Which people heard anything that we should say we're going to do what we want? Who ever heard of such a thing, that people should take something good and choose something that's considered a to'eva, says the Radak. We don't have a right to make such a destruction. He says, do you get rid of flowing water? Are you going to get rid of for nothing? The whole nation has gone nuts. They're stumbling in their ways. He says, "Lasuma artzamu shama shrikos olam kol verale yishol miyaned birosho." He says to make the land a waste. There's going to be a hissing. Everyone's going to be astonished and shake their heads, going, "Right? How could you go ahead and choose this new lifestyle that you are unaccustomed to by choosing your bad ways? You're destroying the nation. There's going to be a hissing that's going to go on forever." And so in Pasuk Yud-Zayin, he says, "Kruach kadim afitzeim lifnei oyev oref alo panim arim biomeidam." Hashem says, like an east wind, I'm going to scatter them before the enemy. They didn't want to even listen. They didn't want to take the message. And this is Yirmiyahu's instructions to the people. And so Vayomru, the people, specifically the people of Anasos, they don't like this. And they say, "Luchu menachshval Yirmiyahu machshavos, ki lo sovat Torah mikoein ve'itza mechacha medavar minavi." They said, "Let's get plots against Yerusha, against Yirmiyahu, right? What will we lose if Yirmiyahu dies? The Torah won't be lost. There are a lot of other Kohanim who know Torah, and we have other Nevi'im who can offer us prophecy. So what do we care about this one guy? Let's not listen to all these negative. He's a Debbie Downer, so to speak," they say. Right? Hasakshiva Hashem Eilai Ushma L'kol Yerivai. Right, Yirmiyahu says, "Look, listen to me, Hashem, and hear those who fight with me." And what does he say? "Hayishulam tachas tova rok hiko shuchal anashi schorim di lefanach ledaber aleim tova l'ashaves chamas lameim." Hashem, Yirmiyahu says, they say, "Let's not listen to his words." So I'm asking you, Hashem, Radak says, "You listen to my words, and my words here that I'm offering are words of tefillah. They have dug a pit for my life. They want to, the poison that they wanted to give me, right? That's like a pit that they're trying to kill me." And not only that, the Abar Ben El will point out a little later that Chachamim, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, suggests that they accused him of being involved in Avodah Zarah. They trashed him. They had false people step up against him. And he says, "I want you to remember all the good things that happened." Hashem, I want you to kill them off and let the women be bereaved and become widows. Let the husbands of the widows be killed by the Malach HaMavis, right? This situation. Let the young people go out to war, get them get struck in battle, and let them cry, "Tishma zakami batem kitavi aleim gedud pisom." Let the people cry out when calamity strikes them. Why? Ki karu shicha lelachdeinu pachim tamnu l'raglai. They try to pass a message through that he was guilty of gili arayos, right? And she's in that situation. And even in that situation, it's an embarrassment. Hashem, you should know their plan against me. Don't atone for them. Don't let their sin be erased before you. Let them stumble at the time of your anger. Hashem, what you need to do is whatever you want to do when you're angry, that's what you should do to deal with them. And that is Yirmiyahu's instructions here in Perek Yud Ches, in order to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something to deal with it. And we'll see what Hashem's response is when we meet again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.